This is Dairy Radio Now.
You know, in today's world where we should know more about the facts related to our health, it seems we're more confused than ever before. And joining us today on Dairy Radio is Dr. Nina Shapiro, who has authored the book Hype, A Doctor's Guide to Medical Myths, Exaggerated Claims, and Bad Advice, and How to Tell What's Real and What's Not. And so, Dr. Shapiro, thanks for joining us. Is that really the reason behind writing this book, to clear up some misconceptions?
It is. I wrote Hype because there is so much misinformation out there. We have a lot of people who are claiming to be health experts and are providing a lot of misinformation, which has caused potentially some concerns, especially for kids and millennial parents, to understand what's real and what's not. And I like to bust a lot of myths in my book. And so a lot of what I talk about is how we can really set the record straight when we're talking about our health. It's really important.
Do you think that some of these myths are created because of the marketing out there and people are trying to make a buck?
Yes, there is a lot of marketing based on the myths that we hear. Clinically proven, for instance, or doctor recommended are marketing terms. They are not medical or health terms, but they are very seductive and they really bring the consumer in when we're talking about our health because it sounds like it's going to be good. I talk about milk myths in my book because milk has really gotten, you know, a little bit of a bad rap lately because of a lot of myths that have been circulating. And as a physician, as someone who is a healthcare provider, I think it's really important that we understand the benefits and dispel a lot of the milk myths that we're hearing.
Well, let's talk about that. So these alternative milks, they seem to be healthier or better for you than regular dairy milk?
So that's one of the milk myths, is that alternative milk products are better for you than traditional dairy milk, and that's a myth. The alternative milk products, so we're talking about almond milk or soy milk, contain a lot of added sugar. They contain a lot of added flavoring, and milk is a simple product that does not contain added sugar. It has protein. It has vitamin D, vitamin B, calcium. It is good for you. It's good for growing kids and growing bones. So one of the myths that we like to talk about is that alternative milks are not necessarily better for you than dairy milk at all, and that is a myth.
When you're looking at actual dairy milk, you also hear about, you know, what's in that milk.
Right, and the unnatural ingredients have become a real concern. I think people need to understand that there are no antibiotics in any milk or dairy product. So people need to be rest assured about that. And you can read the label, and the label will specifically say on your milk that there are no hormones in your milk product. And again, the vast majority of milk that's produced in our state does not contain hormones.
Another milk myth is being allergic to milk.
Right. So the food allergy is a real concern, and there are food allergies out there. But milk allergy is extremely rare. Less than 1% of the adult population has an actual milk allergy. There is something called lactose intolerance, which is much more common. And all that means is that you have a little bit less of an enzyme that breaks down lactose, which is a naturally occurring sugar in milk. And it is dose-dependent, meaning it's not all or none. You're not allergic if you have a lactose intolerance. You just can either drink a little bit less of it, or you can have a lactose-free milk product, a true dairy product that has no lactose in it, or there are tablets that you can get that contain the enzyme lactase that help break down the lactose. So the actual allergic concern is a myth. Milk allergies are extremely rare. And just about allergies in general, milk does not cause allergies. It does not cause colds or respiratory illnesses or ear infections or coughs. It is not producing allergies either. So that's a really important concern that people have that is a complete myth. It does not cause anything related to allergies.
So this book really dispels all the real popular myths out there.
So many health myths out there. We are bombarded by social media, so I really felt the need that I had to set the record straight. If you want more information about milk myths, you can go to gotmilk.com, and it will talk about all the myths dispelled and the true benefits of milk.
Super. And how do we get a copy of the book?
In any bookstore, you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's an audiobook. It's a Kindle.
That's Dr. Nina Shapiro, author of the book Hype, A Doctor's Guide to Medical Myths, Exaggerated Claims, and Bad Advice, and How to Tell What's Real and What's Not. Thanks for joining us. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.